Authorities have just provided an update on the man who stole a CHP cruiser and then jumped out of the car and was speeding. Our Pete Demetrio is live in the Antelope Valley.
Karen, they still haven't provided a name or any other identification about this driver, but here's what Alex Paridi, the CHP officer who's been handling the information on the incident, revealed to us. He said that this was originally a reckless driving call involving a red Toyota Corolla on Interstate 5. That car apparently was involved not only in reckless driving, but something else.
CHP dispatch then received calls that same driver of that vehicle driving a red Toyota Corolla had crashed further on the northbound 5. A CHP officer arrived on scene and began his investigation. During the investigation, the driver of that red Toyota Corolla entered the patrol vehicle and fled the scene on the northbound 5.
Now, that officer had apparently been talking to the other driver who was involved in that crash when the man got into the black and white and took off with it at speeds of over 100 miles an hour, both on Interstate 5 and across the Antelope Valley floor on the 138. Finally, when they got near 90th Street, that's when there was apparently some means for which the CHP car was disabled. It began to lose tread on its left tire. The man got up in the car and then jumped out, hitting the pavement hard, rolling several times. The CHP car rolling another couple hundred yards ahead, clipping a power pole, and you had active power lines on the ground. CHP officers raced in, grabbed the man, pulled him away from the area, and immediately began CPR. He was taken to Antelope Valley Hospital, but was pronounced dead at that hospital. Right now, they still haven't found any relatives or any other explanation as to why the man did what he did.